The road we're on is paved in Garth.
Come along on the journey.
As we explore
Garthology.
Think of it more as a conversation. I like that. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Showtime!
Hey everyone, it's Deb. I'm here today to discuss a very special night that Garth participated in on October 14th, 2023. The Grand Ole Opry saluted one of the very best, Mr. Keith Whitley, and Garth was on hand to pay tribute to him. I wonder, do you think of me, the Opry remembers Keith Whitley, was a special event organized by the Grand Ole Opry to honor the legacy of the country music legend Keith Whitley. Keith was a beloved figure in the world of country music, known for his soulful voice and poignant songwriting. The event featured performances by Garth Brooks, Mark Wills, Terry Clark, Ashley McBride, Lori Morgan, Keith's widow, Jesse Keith Whitley, Lori and Keith's son, and more, paying tribute to Whitley. Whitley's impact on the genre is profound, with hits like Don't Close Your Eyes, When You Say Nothing at All, and I'm No Stranger to the Rain still resonating with audiences today. Let me give you a little bit of background on Keith Whitley. Keith Whitley, whose birth name was Jackie Keith Whitley, was a highly influential country music singer and songwriter born on July 1, 1955 in Kentucky. He emerged as a prominent figure in the country music scene during the 1980s. Whitley's musical journey began at a young age. He started playing guitar at around 8 years old and was performing in a band by the time he was a teenager. In the late 1970s, he moved to Nashville, Tennessee to pursue a career in country music. Whitley's big break came when he joined the band J.D. Crow and the New South, where he gained recognition for his exceptional vocal talent. He released his debut solo album, A Hard Act to Follow, in 1984, which showcased his traditional country sound and heartfelt lyrics. During his career, Whitley recorded a string of hit songs. His emotive singing style and poignant storytelling resonated deeply with audiences, earning him widespread acclaim within the country music community. Despite his success, Whitley struggled with personal demons, particularly alcoholism. Tragically, his life was cut short when he passed away on May 9, 1989, at the age of 34, due to alcohol poisoning. May 9, 1989 was just 3 weeks before he was supposed to become an official member of the Grand Ole Opry, as Garth mentions during the tribute show. In the years following his death, Keith Whitley's music continued to captivate audiences, and he became a revered figure in country music. After his death, he received numerous awards and accolades, including several Grammy nominations. His contributions to the genre have left an indelible mark, and his songs remain beloved classics, cherished by fans old and new. In paying tribute to Keith, Garth said on the tribute special that Garth Brooks would never get the life and the joy of singing that he got if it wasn't for Keith Whitley. That was just such a special sentiment to share with Keith's fans, in my opinion. Garth also mentioned that the Grand Ole Opry hangs name plaques of each of its members on the wall, and during the tribute, Garth announced that the Opry would hang Keith's plaque with the other members, and Garth presented a replica of Keith's plaque to Lori in remembrance. The fact that the Opry is hanging Keith's plaque is extra special because this is an unprecedented honor. Until Keith, the Grand Ole Opry had disallowed other performers a ceremonial posthumous induction as a Grand Ole Opry member, so this was a first and only. Here's a snippet of Garth's performance of 10 Feet Away.
Through the smoke and beer, it was perfectly clear. We were touching each other's minds. It was 10 feet away. Imagine her in my heart.
During the tribute, Garth also sang one of his own songs. Before launching into The Dance, Garth talked about including footage of Whitley in the song's music video, proud that it was the first time I got to associate my name with his, he said. In a very touching tribute, Keith's son, Jesse Keith Whitley, sings Keith's hit, Don't Close Your Eyes, as well as Tell Lori I Love Her, with background vocals on both by his mom, Lori Morgan. What amazing performances, and so, so touching to hear him sing Tell Lori I Love Her, especially the lyrics, and if I leave this old world, tell her she's the only girl for me. I highly recommend you watch the special for Garth's performance of 10 Feet Away, but also for Jesse's performances. All of them were truly beautiful. I wonder, do you think of me, the Opry remembers Keith Whitley, served as both a nostalgic journey for longtime fans of Whitley and an introduction to his music for those who may have been less familiar with his work. It's events like these that keep the spirit of classic country music alive and well within the country music community. The Grand Ole Opry, as a historic institution deeply rooted in country music tradition, often hosts events like these to celebrate the contributions of influential artists. That's all for today's episode. So did you make it to the Keith Whitley tribute show back in October of 2023? If so, be sure and drop us your thoughts on the show on any of our social media accounts. And if you get the chance, check out the I Wonder Do You Think of Me, the Opry Remembers Keith Whitley tribute show, which can be found online at CIRCLENOW.CIRCLELLACCESS.com. Then use the search tool at the top right and type in Keith Whitley. Have you checked out our website at garthology.com yet? If not, stop by today and check out past episodes and bonus content. And remember to subscribe to our podcast on your podcast platform of choice. Hey, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, could you stop by, hit that 5-star button if you like what you hear, and then write up a review to encourage others to listen. Then be sure and share us with everyone you know. That way you can help your friends in low places become Garthologists too. And if you watch the Keith Whitley special, don't forget to stop by any of our social media accounts and let us know what you thought of it. On Facebook, we can be found at facebook.com/GarthologyCast. And on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and the new Threads, we're also at GarthologyCast. This has been Season 5, Episode 11 of Garthology, and I'm Deb, and I'll see you next time right here on Garthology. And don't forget, love will always win. Bye.